Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Binks. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is hit by the pitch. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Michaels scores. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leonard moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson strikes out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-2 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dickey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker strikes out. There goes Dickey. The throw from Guerra and Dickey is out. There goes Papish. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Appling reaches second base with a double. Papish scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. QL reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive to center field. Spence throws towards the plate. Guerra fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guerra. QL scores. Callaway moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-3 in the game. Papish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Michaels scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Papish moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hitchcock hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Evans pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-3 in the game. Binks takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-4 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to home for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hitchcock hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.